I want to play for you, have our technical producer, Chris, rather, play for you a snippet of the video that a teacher who, her name is Stephanie L. That's how we're identifying her. She goes by Teach in the Six online. This is a snippet of the video that she posted on Instagram, which has now been seen more than 3.2 million times and has garnered more than 300,000 likes. Hit it, Chris.
Because everybody worked super, super hard this year, except you're each going to get your own period pair of hair glosses, and you're going to get to custom design with markers and paint and use your creativity to design your own individual shoe that you can keep forever.
Stephanie, that sound just fills my heart with so much joy. First, thanks for joining us. Tell us what we were listening to there.
Thank you for having me. I love hearing that. So that's me telling the kids a surprise. I had the boxes covered with a tablecloth, and one of the students, he helped me unveil the shoes and the shoe boxes to the rest of his class. And he even didn't have an idea of what was underneath there. And that you hear their reactions and their screams, their excitement fill the classroom. So that was a little bit of that clip. Yeah.
I just love that. And thank you for sharing a little bit more of that moment with us. Stephanie, tell those of us who don't work with kids on a daily basis, how big of a deal are sneakers like these to kids?
Oh, they use them for their everyday essentials. They even, like, with social media, this is a very, very big deal. And I had no idea at the moment, but they're so hard to come by. So adding that on top of it, it was even more rare.
You knew that this would be a big deal for your students, but why did you do this? Because a lot of teachers, I mean, they do nice things for their students at the end of the year. Why this? Why now?
I'm a big sneakerhead myself, and they just inspire me on a daily basis. And I know a lot of times people say they're just kids, but that's the one thing I've always told them is you're not just a kid. And if you put your mind to something, you can definitely achieve that. And so I wanted to reward them. I wanted to, you know, thank them as well, because this year was a tough year. And with everything going on with COVID, with all the different, like, as you've heard in Texas, the unimaginable mishaps there and the shooting, that's awful. And with even back in Ukraine, like the refugees and everything going on, it's been a whirlwind of a year for all of us. And I think we can all attest to that. You know, we need some good, we need some positivity, and the kids, like, they really absorb a lot of all of everything online. And so just doing this, and I knew that this was something that they liked that personally themselves. So I wanted to do something that mixed some social aspect along with some creativity, with some education base behind it. So we did many little activities to start off, and then that kind of, like, triggered me and got me thinking, and I kind of, like, wanted to incorporate all those aspects together.
Okay, so you just touched on something, though, a moment back there. You talked about how difficult it's been for kids with the pandemic, with the war going on in Ukraine. Yes. There's been so much going on, but this is especially true. Like, the difficult aspects of this past year are especially true for many of the students in your class, and tell me why that is.
Well, I like to teach with social issues. I like to incorporate that into the curriculum. And I feel that it doesn't matter their age. And these children were grades 2 and 3. Ranging in age from like 7 to 9 years old. But I feel that, yes, it's the way you promote or the way that you explain different social justice issues. But I feel like it's important for them to know what's going on in this world. So we studied and we learned a lot about all of these different events, and they were very perceptive. They took it to heart. They asked, why is this happening? Why are people responding to others in this manner? And we related it back to bullying. We related it back to, like, everyday things that they could witness within their own communities. And so that's how I find that teaching this generation of kids really appeals to them. And that's how they absorb material quicker. And that's how they're able to even make a difference in their community, because they make it relatable.
And I understand that it's even more relatable for some of the students, because some of your students are refugees from, from what I understand, Nigeria, Ethiopia, and Ukraine.
Yes. And like they came at the start of this new year, not the new school year, but this new year. And they were foreigners to the country. So getting them to even become inclusive within our classroom, you know, it's a challenge for anyone if you walk into a new space, like trying to feel included, right? So I always say, like, with the students, and this goes for even my past classrooms as well, this is a safe, positive, inclusive space. So any worries that you have, you can leave them at the door. And you know that once you step foot into this classroom, you are welcomed, you are accepted, you are loved, and we are a classroom family. So just promoting that within my classroom is 100% key with how I teach my curriculum.
My heart is exploding. I just love that. I understand that you're a strong believer in the phrase walk a mile in someone else's shoes. How did that play into what you did for your students with these sneakers?
Well, even just like witnessing, like when you walk down like a street, walk in downtown Toronto or anywhere, wherever you may be, you never know what's going on in someone's life. You never know what's going on behind closed doors. So you want to always approach everybody with kindness, with give them your best foot forward, right? So that's something that kind of relates to that phrase. And being a very passionate or avid basketball fan and shoe fanatic, when I was growing up, I loved the movie Like Mike. And if anybody knows, it's a little boy who's in an orphanage and he gets a pair of shoes and he thinks it's the shoes that make him who he becomes. And in reality, it has nothing to do with the shoes. It's who he is once he steps foot in those shoes that actually is what impacts and alters the course of his life. And that's what I wanted to instill and implement within these children, is that you are powerful. You are the one. It's not what you wear. It's not even how you look. It's not your outward appearance. It's who you are inside, your character, your goals, everything about that, your heart, that makes you who you are. And that's how you should go and carry out and proceed in this world.
Stephanie L, you are amazing. Your heart is amazing. Thank you so much. Stephanie L goes by Teaching the Six online. With some crowdfunding help and some stealthy measuring of each student's shoe size, she was able to purchase 22 pairs of the highly coveted shoes at $75 a pair. We got to end it there, Stephanie. Have an awesome weekend. Thanks so much for sharing this great story with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.